don't end at the Parkway Trees, girl.
That's fine with me.
My protest song came on at the club on Friday night, yeah!
That's a sign everything's gonna be alright.
My kind of town.
My kind of town.
My kind of town. Always getting me down.
My kind of town. With the whites up north, keep the blacks down south.
Keep the whites up north, have the blacks down south. With the whites up north and the blacks down south. Hey,
we'll get together downtown. Whites up north, blacks down south. Whites up north, blacks down south.
Hey,
whites up north, blacks down south.
Hey,
we'll get together downtown.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Love. That is the band Hobbyist from Chicago, Illinois. The name of that song is Chicago Is, the band singing about their hometown there. And that is on the band's self-titled, self-released album, came out March 1st of this year. That album is full of lots of interesting things happening there. It's post-punk, it's experimental. At times it's very visceral, other times it's very heady. It's just a fantastic album. Find that one online, take a listen to it, and then buy it at all means. It's been a couple of weeks since I did a podcast, been busy, and frankly, I just haven't had that much new music to share, but I've got some good stuff for you this week, so let's jump on into it. This is the band Royal Headache with the song Down the Lane.
Oh, gloves on tight against her skin. Glasses on, let this begin. This girl is ready for some sin. White coat that reflects the light. Eyes so clear and far too bright. This girl is ready, fight or flight. I watched her tear your heart right out of your chest, and it made me start to think that maybe it's not fair. Though I know you're not aware, with her hands over your lungs and your vessels and her palms, a smile lights her face. Bodies all over the place. Won't be found in the dark. She could never play that part. Does this girl even have a heart? She has not quietened yet. For a girl who has many secrets, this book hasn't been opened yet. I watched her tear your heart right out of your chest, and it made me stop to think that maybe it's not fair. Though I know you're not aware, with her hands over your lungs and your vessels and her palms, a smile lights her face. Bodies all over the place. That's how it began. Wipe your face and wash your hands. That's how it began. For the girl with red hands. That's how it began. Wipe your face and wash your hands. That's how it began. For the girl with red hands. She'll never show. Makes me suspicious, don't you know? She'll never tell just how far she fell. She'll never show. Tear your heart right out of your chest, and it made me start to think that maybe it's not fair. Though I know you're not aware, with her hands all over your lungs and your vessels in her palms, a smile lights her face. Bodies all over the place.
That was something there, wasn't it? That was the band Cub Scouts with the song Hands. That's on the band's album Told You So, which was self-released on March 8th of this year. Band out of Brisbane, Australia. Sometimes a little clean for my taste, but sometimes just brilliant, and I like that song quite a bit. Before that, Lemuria with the song Brilliant Dancer. That's on the band's album The Distance Is So Big, which will be out June 18th of this year on Bridge 9 Records. Band out of Buffalo, New York, currently on tour, and I know they'll be playing in Worcester on the 22nd, and I'll be at that show. So hopefully you'll catch them on tour as well. A very good album. And before that, Royal Headache with the song Down the Lane. That's on the band's self-titled album, which came out in January of 2011 on What's Your Rupture. The band from Sydney, Australia. Quite a bit there of the kind of mod revival period of maybe the late 70s there in that power pop vein. Something I enjoy quite a bit. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Hopefully we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This is one of those tracks that should definitely keep you coming back next week. This is Shell Shag with the song Sweet Hoodie.
Where did you find that sweet old hoodie? Seen you wearing in a long, long while. That old hoodie, it reminds me of the time we walked a mile to play that show out in the sunset. At sunset, and you know, I feel
Turned into years. Memories linger and fill my eyes with tears.
hope that brought back good memories for you as well. That is the band Highness, composed of members of Christy Front Drive, Antarctica, and other 90s emo and indie rock, capital R indie rock, luminaries. The song was Stitched Together. That's on the band's new album, Hold, which just came out May 14th on Magic Bullet Records. Band splits its time between Brooklyn, New York, and Richmond, Virginia. Before that, we heard from Shell Shag with the song Sweet Hoodie. That's on the band's new album, Shell Shag Forever, which Don Giovanni put out April 16th. That label can do no wrong lately. That band, of course, based out of Brooklyn, New York, but on the road constantly, so chances are they're playing somewhere very near you very soon. It looks like I'm about out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 246. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I've got a few things in Kansas City that you should know about. Looking at the 29th of May, you've got Japandroids at the Granada. On the 4th of June, XX at the Uptown. At the 6th, you've got the choice of Black Flag at the Granada or Richard Thompson at the Foley, which, boy, that's a hard choice. 6-7, no question about it, free show, the Crosswords Summer Block Party with Cowboy Indian Bear headlining that one. On the 9th, you'll see Psychedelic Furs at the Midland, if you know what's good for you. 619 Mountain Goats at the Record Bar. I'll be out of town, but I will catch Manor Astroman that night up here in New England. They're on tour, and that should be so much fun. And then on 626, you'll hear from Uncluded at the Record Bar. More on them in a second. On the 28th through the 29th is the Can Rock Sass Festival. Tickets are available for the single days now, so check that out. It's a pretty good lineup this year. I think better than it was 2 years ago. 629, you can also see Nude Beach at the Replay if you're not into the festival scene. About the Uncluded, I'm going to play a track here, ending off with them. It's a new project from Kimya Dawson and Aesop Rock. They collaborated on her last album, and they decided to form their own band, and the album's is interesting. Sometimes the tracks work very well together, and sometimes it sounds like the two of them weren't even in the same room when it was recorded. But we'll find out how that works out live, I'm sure, on the tour. And there are definite moments this album that are brilliant. But for my money, it's always the Kimya Dawson moment. So it's a little hit and miss, depending on who's leading off. Let's end there with this. This is the Uncluded with the song Delicate Cycle. Name of the album is called Hoagie Fright, and it has been released on Aesop Rock's Rhymesayers label May 7th. So here you go. Ending things off with the Uncluded. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I could take my finger off, old dog, old trick, new twist. Like, actually take the finger off, wrap it in a blanket as he would a severed horse head. Mail it to a friend you want a pinky swear more with. And should they need a forearm or something they could practice drawing skulls on, cut it from the shoulder while the sore's warm. The full appendage really make a world of difference. Included 2 or 30 teeth that chew at all your critics. 32 would have been perfect, 2 were casualties of its hits. I always wanted radder things for Christmas, the rest were cool. I'm shipping out a torso with the AM. You should learn to hit the organs every time at 40 paces, it's important. Can't explain why now, by the way. Legs in a crate delivery by today. If a uniformed man knock knock sign his document, you shouldn't have to walk out to the mailbox for the other shit.
My mom was a lunch lady when I was in elementary school. She was outside during recess. She had a whistle and I thought that that was cool. She was really nice to all the kids who didn't have a lot of friends. She would give them hugs and tell them jokes, or she'd play catch with them. My dad worked at the laundromat, which was really cool to me. I'd get to open up the washing machines and clean them out and collect the money. And I'd open the soap dispenser and put new little boxes of soap inside. I knew how it worked and I was good at it, and helping out filled me with a sense of pride. I would meet all kinds of people there and I would look them in the eye. And I'd say, hi, excuse me, but do you mind if I shine the glass while your clothes dry? Yeah,
my whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle. but ahead. They said it used to woke up right in like New York after 10. One day it woke up out of order, nothing more to extend. Delicate cycle in the alpha of its orbiting zen. When interpersonal skill is already poured its best, a conversation can be riddled with exorbitant debt. And you don't know it, but I know I owe you more than I've kept. So if you find a biohazard by your door on the step, maybe it couldn't find its faculties, but swore it would help. Want it to be a larger part than its abnormalities let. Hang on, I'm overnighting eyes with a headlight deer stare. One up bin van, UPS and ear pair. Wear them if you need a new perspective on a weird year. And one day when I'm better, we can square away a fair share. The last frame silhouetted by the sun was an airmail stamp on a still warm tongue.
I was 26 years old the first time I lived in a house with a washer and dryer in it. And that's the year I bottomed out. Maybe what was missing was the sense of community that comes from hauling your big old load out in public and airing your dirty laundry in the company of other people who also don't have the amenities at their convenience in a home that's so set up that they never have to leave. I miss the smell, the dust, the coins, the trust, the squeaky carts, the vibrations, the bucket full of bleach, the dryer sheets, the old payphone, the giant sink. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter. I'd watch my daddy mop the floor, and my heart started with a quarter.
My whole life is a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle, a delicate cycle. My whole life is a delicate cycle.